back to bring some NBA news. As you know, Lakers and Celtics played last night with the Lakers winning 92-86. Quite frankly, I'm surprised.
I am too, actually.
And, you know, not to overshadow the Lakers' victory, but there was one guy in particular who I guess you could say stole the show. Semi-stole the show,
In the
first quarter. This goes by the guy, you may have heard of him, Ray Allen, shooting guard for the Boston Celtics, who passed Reggie Miller last night in all-time three-point field goals made with 2,561. I want to play the audio here, but, you know,
we don't know how to do that yet.
Well, I mean, the computer isn't exactly.
We don't know how to do that yet.
Yeah, so, at any rate, yeah, Ray Allen.
Greatest three-point shooter of all time. He's the only guy on the Boston Celtics I have the utmost respect for. Paul Pierce, I think, is a bum. I'm not going to get into that. Rajon Rondo, inconsistent with a jumper, can't hit a free throw to save his life.
Worse than Shaq, too.
Yeah. Exactly, which is pretty sad.
Yeah.
And I forgot, but they brought up a stat there was only one other point guard that basically shot as bad on from the who shot 50%, but also shot 50% on the line. And that's, I think they said somebody from the Lakers back in 84, 85, 85, 86, something like that. But Ray Allen is like the one guy on the Celtics that I have the utmost respect for, and I don't mind if he scored like 6.
Yeah, you know, he's the guy that I worry getting hot down the stretch.
Yes.
I mean, you know, perfect example, last year in the finals, I believe, was it
Game 2?
Game 2, yeah. I think he made like 9 threes. 9 threes, he got hot in that game. So it's like that, like said, that's who I fear the most.
That's who I fear the most. Because I remember a couple of years ago, actually, when Garnett was out in the greatest series.
Yeah,
the greatest series of all time, my opinion.
51 points.
51 points in a 3 overtime game against the Bulls. Still lost, but.
I still think the Bulls could have won that series.
We could have.
You might disagree with this, but to me, the reason they could have won, the game that they could have won was in Boston. And the
Paul Pierce. Oh, no, wait. There was 2 games. They could have won both games because of Paul Pierce, that game winning jumper, and Ray Allen with that game winning 3.
Well,
Ray Allen again, what we mentioned.
I have a different outtake because I know the Bulls were ahead in one of those games. And I remember on a fast break, again, I know this is his first year in the playoffs, but Derrick Rose, in the final 2 minutes, tries to throw an alley-oop to Joakim Noah, turns over the ball. The Celtics got on a run since then. To me, that just changed the momentum. If Derrick Rose doesn't try to throw an alley-oop, the Bulls, honestly, would have advanced. That's just the one tiny play that I think changed the outcome in that series.
I don't know, man. You got to give the Boston Celtics a ton of credit, man.
Oh,
I don't have a problem giving them credit. Paul Pierce made a jumper, of course, being clutch. That's the only thing he is. Which isn't a bad thing.
But anyway.
Ray Allen, but I think the one that kind of proved that they ain't going to win another game at home was game 2 when Ray Allen hit that 3 over Noah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing much you can do about that.
There's nothing you can do about that. Because I think I saw something on Sports Science on ESPN, and they said that his jumper is like 0.7 seconds, which is crazy.
Yeah, he releases the ball like... I thought Bo Williams releases his shot quick. I mean, especially when you play 2K11.
Only he's not nearly as pure as.
Oh, clearly he isn't.
But obviously, with the 20.
We had to mention Cleveland somehow in this conversation. I mean, come on, it's a joke. But I mean, you know, I look at the 3-point list, and the one thing that stands out: how in the world is Jason Kidd number 3 on the 3-point list?
This is
the guy who people say has no J, and he's number 3.
Maybe that's all he has.
That's incredible.
Maybe that's all he has.
I mean, it's downright unbelievable. Then you got Dale Ellis. You got Pager, and it's kind of surprising because you think if he.
I would think Pager would be over Jason Kidd.
Well, see, the problem with Pager is he's been injury prone.
And now he just washed up.
Yeah, so if he was healthy, then he may be the one. Like, he might be a little closer than Mr. Kidd here to Reggie Miller and Ray Allen. True. Now, the thing with Ray Allen is he broke this record 3 years earlier than Reggie Miller did in his career.
Which means he still has time to expand it.
And in my opinion, he's obviously looking like he's going to shatter this one. I know they say records are made to be broken.
This one's not going to be broken until we're dead, at least.
Yeah, I don't know we if
gonna,
I see,
know we ain't going to live to see the day that Ray Allen. We might not live past next year.
Yeah, okay.
2012, man.
Like, but yeah, you know, he's probably going to shatter this record, assuming he plays till he's like 40, as old as Reggie did. I mean, he's plenty of shape to be able to do so.
He's very good shape for someone. And the best part is that he's in the prime of his career. Well, at his age he is right now.
Yeah, having his best.
The numbers he has is incredible.
Exactly, you know, and, you know, continuing to look down at this three-point list. You got Chauncey at 6.
He had a great game yesterday.
Rashard Lewis at 7. Huh. I'm kind of surprised. Jason Terry at 8, no shocker. Steve Nash and Paul Pierce tied for the most three-pointers made at number 12, so that's interesting.
Very interesting.
I didn't think Paul Pierce was much of a three-point shooter till last year.
Yeah.
Till last year.
That opened my eyes a little bit.
And then you got Mike Bibby, 16th. Vince Carter, 19th. Yeah. Kobe Bryant, 20th. Boo. Jason Richardson at 22nd. I didn't think he played long enough to hit 1,000 threes just yet.
Didn't think so either.
I mean, so that's this just the list. On. I mean, you got Dirk Nowitzki at 39th. I mean, to me, that's low, because to me, I know Dirk is a good three-point shooter, so I imagine he would be higher on this list than a Jason Williams or a Baron Davis, who are ahead of him. So, I mean, you know, that's surprising. So, yeah, just looking at this list alone, so, I don't see this record being touched.
It's not, like, not for a long time.
It's like Cal Ripken's Iron Man record. I don't see anybody breaking that. And I don't know if I see anybody breaking Ray Allen's.
Nah.
I don't.
They're not breaking this record for a long time. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not going to be broken, but it's going to be
very difficult, very challenging.
Long time before that happens.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Who knows? Somebody could hit 6 threes a game. Somebody could come in the league.
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, so I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, my God.
But, going back to the Lakers and Celtics game now. I think the Lakers obviously really needed this because, as most people should know, there are trade talks involving Carmelo Anthony to the Los Angeles Lakers for Andrew Bynum.
Wishful thinking.
I hope that's all it is, because
he's going to the New York Knicks. Everybody says he's going to the New York Knicks. Carmelo wants to go to the New York Knicks.
Well, I'm
gonna, and then that would make the Knicks a legit team.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
We're taking a step back into relevancy.
Yeah, we're just going to be happy with being in the playoffs.
Right, but that would make them at least a legit number 5, number 4 seed.
And, you know, I'm going to say this. As the semester goes on, you're going to know, I'm just going to point it out right now, I am a Laker hater.
Boo.
Yes, I am a Laker hater. I am a Kobe hater.
Boo.
And honestly, there may be some things on this show that I might say that you're like, wow, did he just say that? Okay. With that being said, all right, like I said, as a Laker hater, I hope to God that they don't pull the trigger on this trade. Because in my opinion, this franchise, and especially Kobe Bryant, has been at the benefit of having so much superstar help. Maybe there was all but
they
two.
They always has.
I know. Help. They always have. I'm just saying that they're kind of like the Yankees of basketball, except I actually like the Yankees.
What? I don't like the. Well, I'm indifferent about the Yankees.
So,
I'm more of towards the not liking the Yankees than liking the Yankees.
But, you know, it's like, I would like to see them know what it's like to struggle. I mean, they have for what?
Did you not see the 5 years? 2004, they lost to the Pistons.
That's not 2005, struggling. They got to the finals.
They got whooped by the Pistons.
Oh, well. I'm not complaining.
Oh, yeah. That's,
if you get to the finals, that's not struggling to me. That really isn't. That's not struggling.
They struggled against
if you don't get to the playoffs, that's struggling. If you Cleveland Cavs is struggling.
Now, that's okay. That's a whole new level of struggling.
There you go. Okay.
But in the finals, the Lakers got whooped. They got.
I'm sorry. I cannot let you have that one. They got there. That's not struggling. To me, that says, oh, they were still the best team in the West to get to the finals. If you call that struggling,
then okay, well, after that, 05, 06.
Those are the 2 years.
07.
I'll give you that. I'll give you
08 when they got, once again, destroyed by the Celtics.
They got to the finals. That's the point.
They weren't the best team in the NBA, obviously.
In the West, apparently they were, since they had the number one seed.
But that is—that's because your number one seed don't mean anything. I asked the Cavs before LeBron.
I blame LeBron for last year's debacle. That's all I'm gonna say. And this is coming from a LeBron fan, so you can never say I'm being biased here.
I care.
I'm gonna speak the truth here, Skip Bayless style. But I'm sorry. I can let you have 05 and 06 and, you know, 07. No, 08, I'm sorry. They got to the finals. That does not classify as struggling. That does not.
I think it does.
Okay, they struggled to win in the series, but they got to the finals. That tells me, oh, you have the team to get there. I mean, they won it the very next year. Nah, that's not struggling. Sorry. Cannot let you have that one. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yes,
Mike Singletary.
Yes. Ah, that's funny, Mike Singletary.
But
suck as a coach.
You know, I'm not gonna get off topic here. As much as I want to say something about that, but so I guess for the two-time defending champs, which quite frankly, I don't think they should have won last year. But that's just my opinion.
I think they deserved it well.
See, that's how. See, and this is another point. This is how you know you have help. If your star player can go 6-for-24 and still win the game,
he had 14 rebounds.
That's nice, but that's not putting points in the basket.
That's helping getting.
Oh, that is helping. But I mean, come on. All right. For example, if LeBron James was 6-for-24, do you think Cleveland has a chance in winning?
Obviously not, because without LeBron in general, they're not winning a game since November.
Oh, and what about Dwayne Wade? If he goes 6-for-24, do they win?
Of course not.
There you go. There you go. This is just showing how much help this man has had. He has benefited.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's not okay to have help.
Oh, it's okay. But I feel like I don't know. Again,
Jordan.
I am
Pippen,
a Laker hater.
Jordan had Pippen and Robin.
Keep in mind, I am a Laker hater. So you're obviously going to be hearing this from my perspective here. Kobe has been a Laker since his career started. He was a Charlotte Hornet, but he complained about being on the bench. Which to me, you're 17 years old and you're complaining. I mean, I don't think you'd have the right to do that. He had a lot of courage to do that. I'll give him that. Because that just gives you a bad rep. You a 17-year-old coming into this league demanding trades because you're not getting playing
time.
Like
what Dez Bryant did.
Come on,
it's kind
of
like what Dez Bryant did this year in the football. But once again, that's getting off topic.
Yeah.
But.
So, I mean, and he gets his wish and gets traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. If he does what he does with the Charlotte Hornets.
If he's with Chris Paul,
then
you would be complaining about Kobe Bryant and Chris Paul.
Well, I don't like that he's being compared to Jordan. Like the only thing I will compare him to Jordan with is his clutch ability. I will not deny that. All right, again, a Kobe hater, I'm not going to deny the man is clutch. He's clutch. All right, he is clutch. Everything that LeBrick wishes to be. Yes, I said LeBrick.
That's funny.
All right. So, yeah, he is clutch. But, you know, the thing is, I feel like, you know, he's had more to work with than Jordan has had. Like,
Pippen, okay, Robin, the greatest defender, one of the greatest defenders in NBA history.
I understand. But, I mean, you know, again, this is Michael Jordan. So, is Michael Jordan enough said?
This is Kobe Bryant.
Who's not Michael Jordan and will not be better than Michael Jordan.
I agree, but he's still the best player, the second best player in the league.
All right, who do you think's number one?
Mike.
Oh, I thought you talked about in the league today.
Not today, my bad.
All right.
In league history, he's still the second best. So to do what he's done, and to even be compared by sports analysts to Michael Jordan, that shows how good you are.
If he didn't have the clutch ability, he probably wouldn't even be compared to Jordan. Because his numbers aren't that close to Jordan. I could pull it up to show it. His numbers aren't that close. Like, maybe in all-time scoring, but if you want to factor in points per game, because Jordan, 30.1 a game, Kobe's just averaging like 25 a game in his career. Which, you know, honestly, I thought he averaged more than that because of the unbelievable scoring he did in that stretch with the Lakers.
Went down. Once he had help. He didn't need to score 30.
Here's how I factor. I feel like if you put Kobe Bryant on the Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't even think they'd win 60 games. Like, he might be more inclined
that's
to
horrible.
Shoot. I know. I Kobe.
They're horrible. They suck. You.
We talking about the last two last year. Last year. I mean, again, you're probably gonna say yes, but Kobe and LeBron's games are different. So
LeBron gets away with so you don't see how much stuff LeBron James gets away with. That's the reason. Like with ticky tack fouls and ones.
Hey, that used to happen to Kobe back in his day.
Back in his day.
Now the torch has passed over.
The torch of ref cheating, yeah.
There you go.
That torch.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't make it seem like, oh man, Kobe never got these calls. So I could point out the Sacramento Kings series, and no, I'm not going to let that go because that should be one less championship closer to Jordan, even for Shaq. And I love Phil Jackson, not in that way, but he should have one less ring too. That's all I'm saying. Tim Donaghy,
come on,
good job.
Phil Jackson deserved that ring. They deserved everything. They got
in 2001. Yes, but. If you're going to tell me Tim Donaghy betted games, now you wonder why the Lakers got so many foul calls.
Well, if it made you feel any better, they ain't getting them anymore. In fact,
that's great.
In fact, Kobe's averaging a tech a game. That's nothing to clap about. You're supporting bad officiating.
Well,
in fact, if you saw the one last night,
That was ridiculous. He was walking away.
He
wasn't facing
the
refs.
He didn't do anything wrong.
I did hear him swear, though. I read his lips, but still, I'll give you that.
Come on.
Well, if you haven't noticed, the refs aren't exactly in favor of Kobe now.
They're in favor of anybody now.
Well, they're in favor probably of LeBron and Durant, but that's about it.
Which is Durant deserves it.
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't.
Well, now after that performance last year, of course he doesn't deserve it. You don't quit in the playoffs. I don't care what the circumstances is. And we're going to go to break.
That's the perfect time to go to break.
And the song is going to play.
We never heard it before.
We've never heard of it, so we're just going off the playlist.
Hey, bear with us.
No, Don't Shoot It by Foxy Shazam.
Kind of like the Cleveland Cavaliers in that game against the Mavericks.
Yeah, man, that's a good reference. But, anyway, we'll be back.